In Philippians 4 and 6, it said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Through prayer. In other words, I got to pray. And I got to really pray. It said, through prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Okay. It said, be careful for nothing, but do everything with prayer, supplication. That's my request. I got to cry out to God for my peace. I got to cry out to God for help. And that's not just, Lord, I need you. I got to really get into intercession, just really get into go to Matthew 7 and 7, where you ask, and you don't get it by asking, and you seek, you get a little deeper, and you begin to knock, Lord, I need you. Lord, I got to have you. I can't do this, God. Lord, I need peace in my mind. And as I was going through this, like, I done told the story. So much stuff was coming at me. And I was just crying out to God. And he was telling me all the time that his peace was there. And I just had to get in that word and receive it. I had to get in that word and let God. The peace never left. I backed up from God. And in that, I believe what the Lord, okay, Holy Spirit. The Lord is crying out for us as a body, a CFC, hallelujah, and double shake. Hey, yetoroba sike landoro kista. And norobo si and narobo ku ke labando robasti. Hey, my God. He crying out for a people that was set out to him. He's crying out for a people that will let go of their ways. Hey, I had begun to lean to my own understanding. It's not to say he's crying out for a people that will grab hold of his word with that bulldog hole and will not let go. Hallelujah. He crying out for us to come on up, y'all. He want us to come on out in the deep. CFC is set apart to do a work, and God is ready to move. He's crying out for us to come on up, y'all. Hallelujah. He want us to come on out in the deep, y'all. He's saying, come on out in the deep, y'all. He says, come on out in the deep. For there is much work to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying to CFC to get ready. Y'all hear this from Bishop. I studied, y'all. I had a whole different thing, and I was trying to go with this, and the Lord ain't let me go with that. The Lord wants y'all to be ready. He's crying out for everybody to get ready, that not one soul will be left. If we don't get ready, y'all, don't y'all know others going to come in and take our place? Because you know what he said? He said, CFC going to be what he called it to be. It's going to be what he called it to be. Like the children of Israel went round and round the mountain. To all the ones that was there, was gone. Do we want to be left? Do we want to be left out? God is crying for us to get it right, y'all. That ain't saying you... I wasn't in no bad place, I don't think, but I wasn't right. I wasn't right. We want to say if we ain't drinking or on drugs or coating and all this stuff, well, we okay. No, 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 no. If our heart is not sold out to God, we need to get back on the altar. And that's what he's calling. He's calling us to intercession. That's what he's calling us to. He's calling us to, see, when we get in intercession, when we get in that prayer, that's what cleanses us. It cleanses us. We don't want to be cleansed. You ain't trying to be clean. If you truly, if you begin to pray, just begin to cry out to God, he'll be cleansing you.